Hello.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Sheila?
Yeah, this is
Hi. Hi. You're still living in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, just off the border.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Like with Phoenix?
Everything, generally speaking.
Oh, like with myself or with, like, off
like,
track? I'll just answer, off track.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? How do you feel like Phoenix is heading right now?
Wrong track, for sure, 100%.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to reach you where the Lavin area is again?
No, that's pretty clear.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you please tell me what year you were born?
2003.
Thank you. Okay, and yes. And now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Are we what? Sorry.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, all of us.
All of us? Okay. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where a 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, a 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life, and you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. More park and recreation opportunities, 1 to 5.
Probably like a 2.
Thank you. Better streets and road maintenance, 1 to 5.
Are you going to be home
today? 3.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses, 1 to 5.
Like 4.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy, 1 to 5.
Okay.
3.
Thank you. Better public transportation options, 1 to 5.
2.
Thank you. More good paying jobs, 1 to 5.
That'd be a 4, probably.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Employed, thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or by the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin? Too many, too few, or by the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or by the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, or by the right amount?
About the right amount.
Thank you. Speaking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. Dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Doctors' offices and hospitals, yes or no?
Yes, but somewhat.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, yes or no?
Yes.
As strongly or somewhat?
I say strongly.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
Yes, but somewhat.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and business would you most like to see more of in Lavigne? In your own words, what is it that you want to see more of, that you don't see too much, or there is no none at all? What would you like to see? In your own words, have to write it down, so be specific, please.
Costco.
Okay. I hear that a lot. What else?
Probably like some type of, if you're writing it down, like outlets, like, you know, like Nike outlet and Adidas outlet and all that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Lavigne? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem?
It's not a problem. There's plenty of houses, just expensive as shit.
Okay, so you would say that it's not a problem at all, or a slight problem?
Slight problem.
Thank you. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Lavigne? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
What's the one after moderate problem?
A slight problem, and not a problem at all.
It's like a little bit worse than moderate problem.
A fairly big problem?
Yeah, fairly big problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavigne. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
For about...
Since you were born?
15 years.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your own home, rent home, or are you living with friends or family?
I live with friends and family.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavigne. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Okay, the first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
I oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you favor or oppose that?
I oppose strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you support, do you oppose or favor that?
I oppose somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhomes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you oppose or favor that?
I favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor or oppose that?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you favor or oppose that?
Favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. We only have a couple more questions left. Thank you so much for hanging in there. I really appreciate it. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2018.
Do you graduate from high school? Do you have a college education, a bachelor's degree, and a associate's degree? High school? Okay, thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000. $25,000 to $50,000.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
So it's Saleh. It's S-A-L-A-H.
I got S-E-L-A-H. That's close enough. That's what they have you here for.
They always
get
that wrong.
Okay. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation, Saleh. I really appreciate it. You have a lovely night. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.